Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Front Office Report brought to you by Unified Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See unifiedoffice.com for more. And Brian O'Halloran joins us from the Red Sox front office this morning. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty exciting one last night. I feel like I jinxed things the other night when I was there, so I'm staying away for the rest of the season. But pretty amazing throw last night. Have you seen anything similar in your time in baseball?
I mean, not quite like that. No, with Hunter hitting the 2-run home run in the eighth inning to go ahead, and then to end the game like that with an incredible throw. Backing up Santana in center field. Just really, really excited. Huge win, obviously, for us where we're at and who we're playing, but also just a really fun and exciting night at Fenway Park, and it's just so good to see that, you know, after everything we've all collectively gone through, just an amazing night at the ballpark.
Brian, when you look at this wild card race and the importance of, you know, these obviously these last few games, but the next series you got coming up with Chicago, because everybody's kind of in the mix, you, the Yankees, Toronto. How important is it to make sure that you're winning as many series as possible to continue to put you in a great position to make that wild card game and potentially host it?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, all these games are important down the stretch here. We're in crunch time. We're in a good spot, but we got a lot of work to do. And as you said, there's a bunch of teams, you know, fighting for these spots. So, you know, the goal is to get to the postseason. And this is crunch time. Yeah. So these series are huge. You want to try to win the series.
When you say goal is to get to the postseason, is that a successful season in your mind, front office wise? What is a successful season with this team?
Yeah, I meant the goal in front of us right now is to get to the postseason in general. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at that and look back at you know, assessing your season. Was it successful or not? I mean, obviously, ultimately, the goal here is always to win a championship. So anytime you don't win the last game, you're disappointed on that front. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's not a successful season. But I think it takes time to evaluate things like that. And right now, what's in front of us is trying to get into the postseason.
Brian, as you look back at the COVID situation that the Sox have been dealing with, some great wins against Tampa during that period, there's hopes that you're going to get some more guys back when you guys go to Chicago. Do you think that this team could be hitting their stride kind of at a perfect point?
Well, I hope so. It's been, you know, obviously a difficult time with all the guys out and the guys that are healthy are battling winning games and we're finally starting to get some guys back. Getting Kike back was a big lift and hopefully get some guys this weekend. But you hope that you get through the difficult period and you come out of it stronger and with a relatively healthy roster and hit your stride at the right time. But we're taking it one game at a time.
Do you have any update on if those guys will be back for the White Sox series?
We expect Bogey to be back. He'll be in Chicago tomorrow. All these guys, we got to assess them. You know, they've been obviously in quarantine and we need to, you know, get our hands on them. They've been down for some time, so we got to have our training staff look at them, make sure they're okay and safe to go, both from a, you know, post-COVID standpoint and just general health, orthopedic health. So Bogey, Barnes, Salamora, Pavetta, you know, these are all guys that are nearing the end of their period, and we hope to get them, you know, very soon.
What is the percentage of players that are vaccinated on this team?
I don't know the exact percentage, and I know obviously it's been well documented that we haven't, you know, reached the 85% threshold That 85% number is players and staff, and it also includes the players at AAA. So, but you know, the majority of our players are vaccinated. Of course, you know, we would rather that everybody be vaccinated, but you know, we are where we are, and just try to keep everybody healthy and on the field and win games.
Is that something with those that aren't? Is that something that, as management, you're disappointed in?
I don't think that's the word I would use. I mean, I respect people's right to you know, to make you know, whatever decision they want to make for themselves and their family. You know, that said, you know, we as an organization, and me myself personally, we're very, you know, pro-vaccine and believe in the science behind it and that it's safe. And we've you know, done everything we can to you know, provide education to our players and staff, and the vast majority have gotten vaccinated, but you know, some people have made a different choice, and you have to respect that choice.
Hey, Brian, obviously a pretty memorable year here for Hunter Renfro, last night's game included, of course. Going back to December when you guys decided you wanted to sign him, how fierce was the competition for it, or because of the down year, did he not have a lot of suitors? What was going on at that time with Renfro?
Yeah, it's always tough to know in free agency when you're dealing with a player, an agent, you know, what else they have. And, you know, certainly I'm sure that I know there were other teams that were in on him. Exactly how many, that's tough to say. But we were, you know, we made our pitch and you know, we were happy to be able to land him. And obviously he's done just an incredible job for us. You know, last night being maybe the best example, of course. But he's been, as you said, he's been great all year and a huge part of why we are where we are in the standings.
Brian, when you talk about you want to win a championship every year, and that's kind of what everybody wants to do, but knowing the appetite that fans have here for this, Red Sox team to be good, how important is it that you look at this team and you go, okay, our biggest goal is winning a championship, but we know if we get to the playoffs, that's kind of the way we can satisfy the appetite of Red Sox fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, the goal is always to, you know, field a competitive team that has a chance to win a championship. You know, it's not realistic to win every year, but that you set out trying to do that. And we certainly set out, as we've talked about a lot, to try and build a sustainable a team that can sustain the success and compete every year and not have the dips, you know, the bad years that we've had in the past, you know, amid some obviously some great seasons as well. You know, That's the way we focus on, you know, keeping the fans happy and satisfied and excited about the team, is just to try to compete every year and try to build a team that can make the postseason. I don't really look at it as like, oh, if we make the postseason, we made the fans happy. It's more just like, we got to do everything we can to build the best team we can year after year. And hopefully, you know, that gives everybody a good time, a good product to watch and a fun team to follow and lots of good times like last night at Fenway Park.
Brian, Garrett Richards seems to be making a turnaround of sorts in the last nine games at least. What have you seen as the biggest difference, and how much has he been able to help out this bullpen?
Yeah, he's been tremendous out of the pen, and it's a real credit to him. You know, he has pitched a little bit out of the pen in the past, but he's been, you know, primarily a starter his whole career and certainly all season, and that's kind of what he expected. So obviously with change, there's adjustments, and you know, he's made a great adjustment and actually has, you know, had more success recently out of the pen than he did leading up to that. And it's just, you know, he's throwing more strikes. His stuff has always been there. His stuff has always been really good. You know, just getting ahead of hitters and throwing strikes and letting his stuff play. You know, he's been, you know, he's really had a bulldog mentality out of there and out of the bullpen, and he's pitching, you know, meaningful innings for us and helping us win games.
Brian, being a Weymouth guy, a lifelong Mass hole, are you like Curtis and Matt Damon, and you're on Team Brady this evening, or are you on Team Bill Belichick?
Well, generally speaking, you know, I'm a Patriots fan, I'm always going to root for the Pats, but I also like Tom Brady and appreciate everything he did here. So, you know, tough to root against Tom Brady.
Good answer there. But we all know, like, the Red Sox, his names, the names are not back on the back of the jersey because we root for the name on the front of the jersey. Brian, how excited are you, especially you, when I say you, the team, knowing that you're kind of headed into the end of the season and the way that Chris Sale has been able to perform, Nathan Eovaldi, how are you excited to have those two guys kind of at the top of the rotation as you head into this, you know, hopefully this playoff push?
Yeah, it's been great, and to you know, obviously to have Chris back in rotation, but also Nate again. You know, he did it again last night, and he's been there all year. And we've had some ups and downs from other spots. Erod had a tough one the other night, but again he's had his ups and downs this season. But we believe in him going forward as well. House done a good job, hopefully we'll get Pivetta back here soon. So the rotation has done a really good job, and they've really done a good job all year with some dips here and there, but we're just excited to go down the stretch and have a chance to win games and hopefully get into the postseason.
All right, Brian, thanks for joining us this morning with the Red Sox front office report, and we will talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.